All right, we return to the subject. That's, you know, that's not all that pleasant, but a lot of things in life aren't all that pleasant. You have to deal with them, and if you get through the aftermath of a shattering experience of trauma, your life can turn around and be a very rewarding and very happy. And Angie Hollier, the author of The Wiser Divorce, Positive Strategies for Your Next Best Life, is relating that information to us based upon her, I guess, more than two decades of practice as an attorney handling divorces. Again, the book is published by Megeve Press. It's spelled M-E-G-E-V-E. You all know where to get it. And issues. We all try to practice behavior that limits stress or confrontation. I'll modify that statement. Many of us do. My wife has a little motto, you know, never say anything bad about anyone in your family, one person. We know so many people who just say stupid things. It starts fireworks. We all have confrontations and stress. I've adopted that practice for years as well. You know, sometimes you just bite the bullet. You just don't say anything bad about someone in your family. Now, that I would assume that that's an adage that you have to apply here, because that can only fuel the flames, increase the cost of a divorce, et cetera. I mean, it just sets off a real fire, doesn't it? A real trigger.
It really does. You know, the words that you choose to use through your divorce when you talk to even your attorney, your soon-to-be ex, your children, your friends, your family, that can really set the tone for success or failure in the divorce process. Sometimes I tell people, you know, think of a script. If you don't like your ex that much, but he's dropping off the kids, have a little script. Hi, hope the kids had a good time. Great to see you, be done. Or if you're talking to the world, you know, so many people will come up to people getting divorced and say, oh, I heard you're getting divorced. Tell me. Have a script. Say, Bob and I are sad our marriage is ending, but we're going to remain friends for our children. Have a little script. Stop the gossip.
Yeah, and it's such sound advice, and often, you know, a visceral response as our emotions take over. You know, we're all susceptible. I don't know, you know, it happens to all of us. You know, there are times that I may get into a verbal confrontation, then afterwards, I'm sorry I did. But you've got to be, you have to, in this particular case, you have to be prepared, because, the cost can be great. Now, if people can, this is a multiple part question, Angie, and how to find a good divorce attorney, number one. But number two, can you resolve this without having an attorney, without going to court, maybe getting an arbiter? Well, what are the various options down the road that people should look for? It's nice if you can just sit down and say, hey, listen, we're going to share the assets. You're going to get this. It doesn't always work that way.
It doesn't always work that way. So first question is, you know, what is a good attorney? And just like we were talking about, the way that you speak during your divorce, that's one of the things you look for in an attorney, whether they're someone who acts like, you know, they're going to be your strategic ally and help you through this, or are they bad-mouthing your soon-to-be ex, bad-mouthing the other attorney. You do not want a warmonger attorney, I am telling you. Sometimes people think they're great, they'll be strong. Good attorneys are strong at the right time. They're not, you know, digging your grave the whole way through. So, and then for other options, of course, there's mediation, there's arbitration, there's a great new, it's gaining interest around the country. It's called collaborative divorce. And it's, again, like an executive board meeting where each person has an attorney, each person has a divorce coach for the emotions, and there's a financial expert. That is a great way to get divorced quickly and at lesser cost in the long run.
So how do you go about, is there a specific way to go about finding a great attorney? If you're in Arizona, you don't have to worry about it. You can just go to you.
You've got it. But yes, you know, there are things that you look for in an attorney. I tell people, interview more than one person because of the emotions attached to this kind of divorce. You have to have someone that you feel really has your back, someone you will trust, because one of the number one mistakes clients make is not listening to their attorney. You have to have someone who you will trust, even if what they're telling you seems counterintuitive. You want someone who will tell you which of your goals are reasonable or not and come up with a strategy and plan to get you there, and who will tell you what you don't want to hear sometimes.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. Honey, we're moving to Arizona. No, I'm just kidding. Angie, that was just a joke. How often does the revenge factor fit in? I mean, this is really bad news, going after someone for revenge.
It does, and it costs you. It will cost you a lot of money in the end. And just who wants to have all those negative emotions? But, you know, this comes with the lies that people tell themselves. People tell themselves, this divorce is all my blank, blankety, blankety, soon-to-be ex's fault. Or this divorce process will make them pay. When people approach the process that way, or even when they think the judge will fix everything and give them absolution, you're the person who's been in the right, all of those lies people tell themselves cost a lot of money.
Yeah, and this, I mean, to me, this is just absolute stupidity, but I'm not even amazed anymore by the absolute stupidity and how often people air their laundry in social media. And what a dumb thing to do. I've never even sent an email that was overly intimidating or threatening, and I've never used a foul word in any email. It's there forever, and it's evidence.
Oh, it's evidence. And, you know, good attorneys, and I will look for that all day long if you're on the other side of the case for me. It's you know, my rule is do not post, do not post, do not post, do not use social media to talk about anything going on in your divorce. And, you know, especially when there's kids, too, if you're talking about the other parent, some states, including Arizona, and I was actually involved in this case, have issued rulings that curtail a parent's right of free speech in favor of the children and direct them on social media what they can and can't talk about to protect the children.
We've got a couple of minutes left. I want to jump into the fact that there are many reasons for divorce. One is one of the partners in a marriage has been seeing someone else. They find the situation irresistible. The other partner finds out. Now you've got the temptation, because we all have those needs, desires, wants, basic drives to go out. You have to, I'm sure you find yourself in a lot of situations by saying, you know, stop the relationship. Don't spend the night at his place or her place.
Oh, it's just foolish when people do that. It just drives up the emotions. I've had settlements. We thought we were almost done, and one person finds out their soon-to-be ex has a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and the whole thing falls apart for no other reason than it makes them feel bad. So, you know, watch yourself. Wait a little, or do it in hiding and hide it well.
I've got less than a minute, and I've got about 50 questions, so why don't you just summarily wrap up here? I can go in too many different directions.
Okay, well, you know, I would just tell people you can have this great life after your divorce. Focus on the future. Go to a good attorney. Stay out of court. That's not the place to be. And you, too, then can have a wise divorce.
Okay, the book, The Wiser Divorce, Positive Strategies for Your Next Best Life, Angie Hollier. And, again, it is published by Majav Press. And I'm going to ask you to stay on after we go to a break. And for just those people who are wondering, I'm not going through a divorce. My conversation will just be a personal one. It's nothing to do with divorce. But I'm going to ask you, why am I being so defensive here today? Again, the book, The Wiser Divorce, Positive Strategies for Your Next Best Life. Hallier. We'll come back after these messages. This is Steve Taylor.